The Tech of Sports with Zachary Klima of Wait Time. This week on The Tech of Sports, Zach Klima of Wait Time. Modern Life Podcast Network mobile apps are a great way to receive our content on your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android. And don't forget Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and all the other platforms where you can hear your favorite Modern Life Podcast Network shows already preloaded. The Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. And The Tech of Sports is a production of the Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Welcome, everybody, to the show tonight. And, we have a pre-taped interview. I was able to talk with Zach Klima of an exciting new company, his own company, Wait Time. And it's basically, if you go to a stadium or an arena or a big event of some sort, you maybe should be familiar with Wait Time. So Wait Time provides stadiums and fans real-time wait times for concessions, bathrooms, merchandise stands. The stadium uses this platform kind of to make decisions based on the crowd and all. They take all sorts of things into account. So it's crowd science technology, real-time information on fan traffic at major entertainment and sports venues. This is pretty important. They have a pretty nice proprietary artificial intelligence software that they're using, it looks like. And this is for you, the crowd. It alleviates crowd congestion and just makes things more efficient at stadiums and arenas. So I talked to Zach about this, and I kind of wanted to know where Wait Time currently stands.
Yeah, so we're in Detroit. We're based out of Detroit. But what we've done with the company is we really attract very significant talent within a lot of different industries, mostly the sports industry, with some of the partners involved. So at this point in time, we have about 18 very significant, well-known people, partners within the company. And the ones that I think that you had read up on were Bill Petrovsky, who was the press secretary for Reagan, now is the Dallas Regional Chamber CEO, and Andrew Craig, who is really at the head of the Olympics, the International Olympic Committee, and then Don Fox is the founder of Credit Acceptance, a big publicly traded company out of Michigan. I believe that's what you had last seen or read about with new partners that are on the team now. And it started with Dan Gilbert. So I had the opportunity to present my idea, when it was just an idea, to Dan. And so he had actually put me through his business accelerator in Detroit called BISDA, which is they accept about 5 companies a year to go through this pretty rigorous structure. And you basically leverage Dan and his network and his resources to take your company off. And so I took a very odd approach. And what I did was, I kind of was very observational. I was looking at all the entrepreneurs and founders of companies. And I'm the owner at the time. I was 25. And so 24, actually. And so what I wanted to do was, instead of wasting investment and going down the venture capital route, I wanted to attract very large partners in the company who have executed on the highest level possible. And what we did, took some time to do that, but when we had the right team in place, we then averted taking any outside investment, and everything was funded internally in the company.
Yeah, and I go on to ask Zach, where Wait Time currently stands as far as sports is concerned, since the show is the tech of sports, and it's kind of, I guess, not crowdsourcing, but information that a group of people is providing that's going to benefit everybody. And Zach goes on kind of to explain it a little bit better.
Correct. And so, I mean, you're absolutely right about that. You could sell all day long, and you could sell ideas all day long, but it's really about when the rubber hits the road, and the proof is in the pudding. And what we were able to do at Wait Time is we really struck a very perfect part of the sports industry because it's never been done before. So what we're able to do with our technology is we're able to measure and monitor the movement of all people in arenas and stadiums down to the inches per second. And we capture all that data, and so the there's a lot of strategic partners and companies within the sports industry, whether they be the concessionaires, the data companies, the digital signage companies, or the Wi-Fi providers, that they would like to use this data for optimizing efficiencies within their venues. So that's on one side. And the other side is the fan can now become part of the solution, because now the fan will know how long they're going to wait in any line for either bathrooms or restrooms, or excuse me, restrooms or concessions, by before they're leaving their seat and while they're walking the concourse. They're able to be in the know and make informed decisions now.
Now, to eliminate some of the confusion, this is not like Waze, where the people in the crowd or the people are putting in the information, then it's being deciphered. This is a platform with cameras and all sorts of analytical equipment and analysis, where things are being able to be tracked, and I asked Zach about that.
First, it is completely not relying on people whatsoever. They are being monitored every 10 times a second. Through our technology, we have cameras mounted above every bathroom line, concession line, retail line, ingress and egress, and we are monitoring them in real time without them even knowing about it. So everything is happening automatically. It's a fully integrated, automated software solution. So with the teams, obviously, so they take the data and they're able to put it on their mobile application. So the Detroit Pistons app, the Cleveland Cavaliers app, or whatever team that we're with, we give them the data and they can populate any kind of platform that they have in place.
Okay.
Basically, the arena and the team has to be on board with what Wait Time is doing.
Yes, business to business, correct.